Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much, Elisabetta, for having found this possibility for me. I really appreciate that. Dear colleagues, I will just update you from where we left each other in the official documents that you have received, so what happened afterwards. I will start with the partnerships of the PEP, which are a great part of the work that we carry out under the program. So in September, at the kind invitation of Slovenia, the PEP on sustainable tourism, the partnership on sustainable tourist mobility met in Bohinj. And the partnership is building a toolbox to promote sustainable mobility in tourism. The interesting part of this toolbox is that it targets authorities at national level, while other available toolboxes are really targeting more the destinations. 15 member states are involved so far. Should you wish to join the partnership, please contact the Secretariat. And this is valid also for the other partnerships I will be talking about. The Partnership on Active Mobility met in Lisbon, in Portugal, to the kind invitation of your country, Elisabetta, to address walking. They are working on a master plan of walking that we will receive in its first draft soon for comments. The Partnership on Active Mobility also met to address in cycling, this time in Madrid, at the kind invitation of Spain. They are working on the implementation on the master plan on cycling promotion that was adopted in 2021 at the fifth high-level meeting. And the partnership is also starting a new project on better linking active mobility and public transport in the countries of the Danube region. And should other regions be interested, they could get in contact with the partnership through the Secretariat. The Partnership on Active Mobility will also meet in 2024 in Belgrade, merged with a relay race workshop. The last partnership I want to talk about, a third one probably will be touched upon by our colleagues from WHO tomorrow, is the one on child and youth-friendly mobility, which met in Luxembourg. And they are preparing a master plan on child and youth-friendly mobility. Then the work of the PEP has been focused on the strategy, where the working group prepared the first version that was discussed at the 21st session of the steering committee. And the PEP also was present with side events and workshops in different forums. For instance, the side event of the 7th Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health, which will be touched upon tomorrow by Nino from WHO. And we had a workshop, Transport Planning for the Future, in the framework of the PEP Steering Committee, where we looked at the future transport that we want from the perspective of walking, cycling, micromobility, public transport, and coordination and planning among different authorities. The last part I wanted to touch is the PEP Steering Committee, which took place from 23 to 25 October, so last week, at the WHO headquarters in Geneva. As I said, discussed the draft strategy and agreed to provide its comments by 1st December, and also agreed to provide an initial comment for the informal document on possible legal instruments. This is something that would be then continued. Wider consultations might be followed involving the permanent missions in Geneva. And it adopted a communication strategy. And having discussed the limited time available to complete the work on a possible legal instrument between the 15th high-level meeting and 2025, when the next high-level meeting was planned, the committee decided to recommend the postponement of the 6th high-level meeting. Last but not least, I want to join my previous colleagues saying that we also need resources. And we work together with WHO and the Sustainable Transport Divisions, but the Environment Division Secretariat is composed by one person. And resources for activities and the participation of member states are also needed. Thank you, Chair.